This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it. For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning. Capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Monday morning, one last time, live from Los Angeles, where the Commanders were beaten soundly by the Los Angeles Rams yesterday. Don't believe the hype. This one, I mentioned before the break, this one was close in the sense that if they had played to win, they might have been able to get Jacoby Brissett another possession. But all you need to know is seven tries from the goal line. 1 yard to go, took seven tries. Then the Rams ran it right down their throats afterward. This team hasn't quit. This team hasn't thrown in the towel. This team isn't phoning it in. This team's just bad. It's just a bad Commanders team. And we'll get back to that. I'll drop my six-pack of observations here in about half an hour. But I want to start with the winners. I want to start with VCU here as we get this program rolling, because the VCU Rams looked like a brand new basketball team on Saturday at the Stew. And, man, that was fun to watch, right? You had your classic VCU, little second-half scare, a little clench those body parts. As it goes, and Temple cuts the lead, and it ends up being a 9-point game. But VCU up 19 at the half. You saw what this offense can be. You saw Ryan Odom's vision for this offense. And most importantly, you saw Joe Bamisil. My promise to you, I'm done talking about how he got here. The NCAA ruled late last week after we went off the air. He's good for the rest of the year. And so... he's good for the rest of the year. There's no need to comment on that. No need to weigh in on what could have been, what should have been. What matters is Joe Bamisil is a member of this VCU basketball team. He is obviously loved by his fellow teammates. You saw that. You saw how close this team is. We'll play a clip in a second of Joe talking about that. You also saw just how big of a difference it makes to have a true offensive threat on this team. And we're only halfway there. Sean Bairstow's coming back too. Came from Utah State with Ryan Odom. Max Schulga's been the guy in crunch time, over the first part of the season. That's not by design, though. He didn't come from Utah State to be the guy in crunch time. That's what Sean Bairstow did. And Bairstow's here now. You've got Bamisil's here now. You've got yourself a mighty potent roster down there on Broad Street. And you look, I tossed out, after the Norfolk State game, I fully threw in the towel on this team making the NCAA tournament. And I said, look, these are too many bad losses. And it stings because it's in a year that's been really good for the A-10. This has been a fantastic non-conference season for A-10 basketball. They've played very well. BCU hasn't held up their end of that bargain. But when we get to March, when we talk about the committee and their deliberations, they'll be talking about, okay, that team that lost to Norfolk State didn't have Bamisil and didn't have Bairstow. That team that couldn't close the door against Boise, against Memphis, against Iowa State. So many opportunities that couldn't close the door. They didn't have their two crunch time scores. And you saw it on Saturday. Temple cuts into the lead. A little bit of cheek clenching there. You know which cheeks I'm talking about. They're clenched at the Siegel Center because we've seen this show one too many times. Joe Bamisil steps in, makes the basket. It wasn't his most prolific stat line ever. It was just a normal contribution, but it came at key moments and key times. 11 points overall, 3-for-8 from the floor. But dang, if those baskets didn't sustain VCU in the second half when they needed that sustaining. All right, as promised, here's Joe Bamisil after the game talking about just how much this means to him and his joy of finally suiting up for his hometown team after this ordeal.
You'd be surprised. Like, our team, we are really close. We spend a good amount of time with each other. It's really good energy day to day. I'm just so excited to like be able to play with the guys I really enjoy being around.
The 10 games, the uncertainty, the having to watch the court back and forth of the last 72 hours, what were they like? And then contrast that to finally getting on the floor this afternoon.
So honestly, I didn't know I was going to play until a couple days ago. And I was just kind of in a place where my focus was just being a good teammate. And being able to communicate with guys, what I see on the floor, and then every single day, like pushing guys in practice, that was my focus. So then when I was told that I had the opportunity to play, the only thing that changed was like, all right, now I get to do this in a game, which I'm, like I said, I'm very grateful to guys to have the opportunity.
That's our guy David Teal there asking some questions from Richmond Times Dispatch, Richmond.com, during Joe Bamisil's post-game press conference. Joe Bamisil's parents, his mom wasn't at the game because it happened so late. They already had plans for the day. Didn't know he was going to play until Friday. I think we'll get that fixed going forward in the future. I think we'll see a lot more of the Bamisils, and hopefully his dad's able to make it out and of, you know, everybody else who's lifted him up over the years in the community. Just a fantastic opening performance by Joe Bamisil. You know, the numbers are fine. 4-for-12 from the field, 19 minutes, 2 rebounds, 2 fouls, 1 turnover, no assists. But the energy was there, and the energy was real in the sense that this team is a new team now, and this team has a chance to play for all the goals it wants to play for. That's what gets you excited this morning. And that's what got you out of bed on Sunday morning as a VCU fan, that this team now once again has, you know, took a mulligan. They took a mulligan on November. And everything they want to play for is in front of them still and can still be achieved. Here's VCU coach Ryan Odom after the game on the Bamisil effect and speaking to just how he fits in with the team.
I think it does. The depth helps us, right? You know, and certainly once Sean comes back, that's another, you know, piece that we've been missing, you know, so far this season. And, you know, he's, you know, Joe's versatile in the guard spots and you know, Sean's versatile in the guard / forward spots, right? Like he can play 1-4, you know, for us. And so it's going to provide us, you know, certainly some challenges because, you know, we've got to get the rotations right. And typically you're doing that from the start of the season. You're doing it in practice, right? And then you get it through early conference. We don't have that luxury. Like, we've got to figure that out, you know, within, you know, the next couple of games and early conference, you know, what the rotations are really going to be. And, you know, that could be challenging. But what we've talked about to the guys is you know, it might be less minutes, all right, but it's also going to provide you an opportunity to play harder in those minutes that you play. And that's the focus that we've all got to have going in. We are stronger with all of us together, but we've got to, it's not going to matter if we're not using it that way. And so we've got to make sure that these guys are, you know, really a connected group and, you know, can pick one another up. The best teams, you know, do that.
VCU coach Ryan Odom there. Don't temper my expectations. I'm probably not helping the Ryan Odom situation here, right, this morning, because Ryan Odom, hey, look, I got to coach these guys together now. I got two new guys I got to bring onto the floor. I got Joe Bamisil. I got to, you know, integrate him with the teammates, and then Bairstow's coming back. We got to figure out a way to mesh him in. You can't pump my brakes. I'm excited. And I think what they're bringing is exciting. I think Ryan Odom, if you set the coach speak aside, you hear his excitement for being able to give his guys the chance to play, give his guys the chance to get breathers too. This was such a short rotation pre-Bairstow, pre-Bamisil. I don't know if that was a huge factor late in games. I tend to think it was just the lack of a true offensive threat that was hurting them late in games, but it can't hurt to bring in a little more firepower, bring in a little more action and excitement in offense to this lineup. I think that's a challenge he will embrace, a challenge he feels good about. Don't you worry about tempering expectations here. We're flying high on Broad Street. Joe Bamisil looked good. VCU beat a very strong Temple team. Talk to me on January 3rd, right? We'll be excited to see Bairstow's debut, hopefully Friday against Maryland Eastern Shore. But A-10 play now. Circle that opener. January 3rd, St. Bonaventure visits the Stew. Bonnies are coming to town, and I think we'll get a very early look on just how much this team has changed and how much this team has evolved in the last 2 months and bringing those other guys back. And I think we'll get a very early look on whether or not an at-large bid is back in play. And that's just super exciting for VCU basketball this morning. One team that will definitely be dancing is the Virginia Cavaliers with Tony Bennett, of course. They are strong year in and year out, but every once in a while, they just have to remind you, they're UVA, and on any given night, the whole thing could go ice cold in a hurry. And that is what happened to them Saturday night, game against Northeastern. Northeastern led this wire-to-wire. Reese Beekman takes over down the stretch, 56-54 win for the Cavaliers. You'll hear Coach Tony Bennett refer to IMAC, Isaac McNeely, in this clip. He's quietly turned into one of their best shooters, made some shots when they needed them, kept them in the game. Most concerning, Northeastern stages a rally coming out of halftime. Normally, that's when you see, you know, the better teams start to pull away. No long-term concerns for UVA, just one of those things you got to deal with. If you're a Tony Bennett guy, you know me, I ride with Tony. He's my guy. Part of that deal, though, you got to take two-point wins against Northeastern or losses to schools like Northeastern every once in a while. They're on the winning side of this ledger. Here's Tony Bennett.
I think we played a good team that's very well coached and tough-minded. And I think we weren't ready the way we needed to be, and that showed. So, again, I didn't go here. I don't pretend to. The drain is real on them for finals and all that, but we practiced well. I think there was a little rust on guys that had to sit out. I don't know, maybe I'm too old and too far removed from finals and exams. No. When you tip the ball up, you come ready to play, and if that almost cost us, not the finals. But not being ready. And so, we're going to play teams from here on out, it gets harder. And meaning Northwestern was the start of that, Northeastern was the start of that. And you saw some scores, you saw some teams doing it, and it's easy to look at that, but a good team is ready to play from the start, and you got to play two halves, and I didn't think we did that.
Finals week in the books for UVA, chance to refocus going forward. And Tony Bennett didn't use that as an excuse, just an observation. It was a sluggish team. It was a team that wasn't ready to play. You get that. You get that in UVA land every once in a while. Comes with the territory. There's been good things, too. They won the Natty. There was all that as well. Shout out as well to the VCU basketball women. Defeated Old Dominion yesterday 64-50. Always love to put the rivalry victory in the books. That team has really improved defensively this year. Going to be fun to watch. The Rams women heading into A-10 play as well. We'll keep an eye on them. Of course, this is your home of the Rams. Exciting time to be the home of the Rams. We got the women rolling with the win over ODU. The men are rolling. Joe Bamisil's back. Hopefully some really good news about Sean Bairstow coming tomorrow at Coach Ryan Odom's press conference as they get ready for a Friday night game. Everything they want still very much in front of them as we get to December. A lot of teams in the NFL with everything they want still in front of them. It's a wild playoff chase. It's been a wild wild ride over the last few weeks, and that did not change at all this weekend. A big Steelers loss, a big Cowboys loss. They'll be licking their wounds going forward, and the Eagles make a big change of defensive coordinator, a head scratcher, but it was panic time in Philly. We're hitting the panic button a day early there on the Philadelphia Eagles. More on that on the other side of this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Two more segments will take you up to AWOD Radio. Top of the hour, he'll be with you for 3 hours. Grant and Danny will take you home on 106.0. Grant and Danny are on in D.C. as well. This is 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. Was waiting for that mistake to catch up to me. This is The Fan. You can listen to us worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. No need to rewind right now, though. You're just in time for us to crack open a six-pack of observations from yesterday's Commanders game.
It's time to crack open a six-pack of observations as we break down the Washington Commanders' performance.
Probably just re-record that to say break down the latest Washington Commanders loss, because that is all we do these days. Another one, 5 in a row for the Washington Commanders. This one different because Jacoby Brissett came off the bench and gave him a little bit of a spark late. And observation number one, Jacoby Brissett, under no circumstances, should be the starting quarterback of this football team the rest of the way. Right? And the Sam Howell ship has sailed a little bit in the sense that they're going to have a high enough draft pick. They're going to need to kick the tires on some quarterbacks and maybe draft a quarterback if they fall in love with one. If they do, I still think they should keep Sam Howell around. A good backup's very important in the NFL. We've learned that this year. But this season's about Sam Howell, and this season's about what he is and who he is and what he's growing into. The notion of we took him out of the game because he was getting beat up, you haven't done that any other time all season. But they also weren't playing to win and very deliberately weren't coaching to win down the stretch with Jacoby Brissett. So that's the head scratcher. And that's why I think Ron Rivera, you take him at face value when he says, you know, he was getting beat up, so we took him out. I don't think it was a performance thing, because if it was a performance thing, then you would have tried to win the game with Jacoby Brissett. And they did not. They weren't trying to win the game. They're just the absence of a strategy here has been baffling to me. For years now, 4 years of Ron Rivera. Will he take a timeout? Will he not take a timeout? Will he play to win? Will he not play to win? You never know. Spin the wheel. You never know on a minute-to-minute basis if he's coaching to win or if he's just, you know, out there going through the motions. And that doesn't take away from Jacoby Brissett, who I hope earned himself a lot of money in free agency with his play yesterday. I think we're done seeing him for the year, because I do think Sam Howell should and will finish out the year. You heard Ron commit to him very quickly in the postgame. Absolutely the right move. You have to stick with Sam Howell. You have to see if he can show growth. But I want to see him do what Jacoby Brissett did. I've wanted to see that for 15 weeks now. It's showtime. It is time for him in these last three games to show he can take the snap, make a quick read, make a quick throw. Jacoby Brissett had a crap offensive line in front of him. It was the normal bad offensive line with two guys out. And Sadiq Charles was in, and my goodness, has anybody had less impressive of a game with something on the line than Sadiq Charles? I think that was actually one of my six, but we'll get back to that then. But Jacoby Brissett, quick snap, quick throw, quick release, got the job done. That's what matters. Can Sam Howell do that down the stretch. Number two, Cam Cheesman. Ron Rivera, in 2021, traded a draft pick so that he could move up in that year's draft to select long snapper Cameron Cheesman. Now, this was, at the time, a really bad decision. One, long snappers almost never get drafted, let alone trade up in the draft to take it. Number two, you weren't even the best long snapper on the board that year, which is kind of crazy. You traded up to take not the best long snapper. Number three, he didn't play college football that year. That was the pandemic year. And at Michigan, Harbaugh, you know, wouldn't promise him a scholarship. So he said he didn't want to pay to go to school if he didn't know if he could play football or not. So he just spent the year practicing his long snapping. None of which is to denigrate Cam Cheesman in any way. He's a good guy. People seem to like him. But this has been so bad for so long. And the definitive quote yesterday from Cam Cheesman, he said after the game, "I'm surprised I'm still here." Yeah, we all are. This is the NFL. When specialists do bad, they get cut. You find them on another team a few weeks later. Dustin Hopkins, Graham Gano, they've all been through here. They're all making kicks elsewhere in the NFL now. It's what you do if you're a specialist. You know, at any given time, when you slump, you're going somewhere else, got to regain your mojo. This guy's been bad for an entire NFL season. Dude's like skipping rocks across the pond as he's snapping punts. Costs him an extra point at the end of the game. By the way, that, all right, you know, Cam Cheesman. We'll wrap up the Cam Cheesman here. I got too many things to say. Wrapping up Cam Cheesman, though. The only reason he's still here is because the coach didn't want the bad headline of, "I traded up in the draft for a long snapper and I had to cut him." If that doesn't exemplify the Ron Rivera era in Washington, I have no clue what does. I mean, what, you know, when things go bad, they go really bad. You cut Morgan Moses because he's, you know, a free thinker. You run off Ryan Kerrigan. He's not part of your plan. He's not your guy. You bring in your guys, and they're not any good. And they're Cam Cheesman, a long snapper that can't long snap, and you stick with him for too long, and then there's a problem, and your punter has to be evaluated for a concussion. Very, very disappointing. And that's the Ron Rivera era for you. Are things better now than they were at the end under Jay Gruden, under Mike Shanahan? They're not. They're absolutely not. This is a full rebuild for the next person. There is nothing left to salvage here in Washington. Something that bothered me defensively, I mean, look, these guys give up a long touchdown every week and you know, more of the same and bad communication. We talked about how things were going to be simplified. How can you simplify more than, you know, two guys, two receivers, cover the right guy? And I hated after the game. I played the Benjamin St. Juice clip earlier because I liked his answer. Look, you know, there's two ways to play that. One guy played it one way, one guy played it the other way. That's a good answer. It gets at the heart of why they're so bad, because they're all doing different things out there. And then you got like, oh, you know, Cooper Kupp, man, he's a great receiver. Matt Stafford, he's a great quarterback. You got to respect those guys and fear those guys. I don't have to respect Cooper Kupp. I don't have to fear Matthew Stafford. I don't have to fear the 500 Los Angeles Rams. There are teams to fear. And if you want to tell me that after the Dolphins game, fine. Tyreek Hill's going to get his. That's a really good offense. You can't be losing like that to middling NFL teams as, oh, well, you know, they're going to get plays too. No, they don't have to get plays. You could just be good. Next item here. Antonio Gibson just disappeared in the second half yesterday. I went around with John Keim on this on his podcast. We may play the clip of that for you tomorrow. Antonio Gibson, look, he's not Brian Robinson. He's not a slam it up the middle for yard guy. You had first and goal from the one. You had seven tries to get it in. You give Chris Rodriguez a chance, he can't do it. You give the tush push a chance, that doesn't work. You have to bring Antonio Gibson into the game at some point. I'm fine with not making Antonio Gibson your first option at the goal line, but you have an NFL caliber starter there who's dynamic with the ball, and you don't bring him in for any of those seven goal line plays. That's ridiculous. And that's another strike against Eric Bieniemy. Although, and look, we've done the Eric Bieniemy chat. Who knows how much of this is what? I specifically asked Ron after the game, whose decision was it to bench Sam Howell and go to Jacoby Brissett? Was it yours or was it Eric Bieniemy? And Ron said, that was my decision. So who knows? Who knows what anybody's decision is? I hope Eric Bieniemy ends up somewhere where he can get an opportunity to be an NFL head coach. It's not here. I don't think that's entirely his fault. This thing's just a whole disaster at this point. Last one, the Jets. Jets are a good bounce back test next week. We probably won't spend a lot of time on it this week because Joe Bamisil's back at VCU, baby. Let's go. VCU basketball. Sean Bairstow comes back. We're going to spend a lot of time on that. Jets are a good bounce back test, though. The offense can learn some of these quick passing game lessons. They can get the ball out quickly. They can move it forward. The defense has a chance to contain the New York Jets. A rare chance for them to take a step forward that they haven't so far. But I'm absolutely riding with Sam Howell into this game. There's nothing to learn from Jacoby Brissett. I think he could be a very good backup here for a number of years if he wants to be. If he wants to chase a starting opportunity, good for him. Let him do that. You got to chase greatness here. New regime, new opportunity, fresh start for everybody. They got to chase greatness here. And look, that's across the board. You need new safeties. You need a new offensive line. I was optimistic a few weeks ago. You could slap some duct tape on this thing, keep it flying. It's bleaker by the week, though. This was not a good Rams team, and they handled them pretty cleanly. You got two red zone turnovers by the Rams. Make the difference. And I don't want to be Mr. Light. They haven't gotten a turnover in a month. They need a turnover. Well, you know, they still stink even though they got the turnovers. But they kind of do. You know, they drive it the whole way into the red zone. Then in the red zone, they cough the ball up twice. This very easily could have been a 21-point win. I mentioned the two-point conversion briefly. When you score to go, when you're down 14 and you score, you always go for two. That's the book on that. Instead, they do the extra point. Instead, Cam Cheeseman has a bad snap, and they miss the extra point. Just one more log on the burning fire that is the Washington Commanders. My advice, check out for a couple of weeks. Come back for that Cowboys game. We'll have some change the next day. We're talking BCU basketball until then. But next, we're cross-talking with our guy AWOD, AWOD Radio, up at the top of the hour. And during this break, I'm gonna do some push-ups to get ready for cross-talk. You'll find out why after this. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Home stretch on a Monday, taking you up to AWOD Radio. I got to bounce out of here as soon as we're done. Catch a flight back home here from L.A. I'll bring back some stories from L.A. I'll tell those tomorrow. AWOD and I will both be in studio. Been waiting a while for that. We'll commiserate over the Commanders. We'll get excited about VCU basketball. Joe Bamisil back. Sean Bairstow coming back. Excitement certainly a theme around that program. Before we get to AWOD, a couple tweets here to follow up on. Justin Richmond says, don't bring in Mr. Fumble on the goal line. Just know, 9 plays. Let's throw in the pass interference, which was a play that was negated. 9 plays to score from the goal line. And you're telling me you want Chris Rodriguez in there for all 9 plays? Give my guy AG a chance. Please do it. George Templeton says, disagree. You can't pay what they paid Brissett this year to be the third quarterback. Just keep Sam Howell as the backup if you draft a QB. Look, you know, this is going to be a very unpopular opinion. If they want to punt some cap space to 25, I'm fine with that. If you want to pay Brissett $10 million to hang around on the roster for another year, I'm good with that. 1-year deal, punt the cap space into 25. I think he'll get opportunities elsewhere, though. And Rob says, do you really believe Washington's new coach next season will be tied to Howell in the same way that Ron was tied to Dwayne Haskins and Jay was tied to RG3? Yeah, that's an important observation here because these last two regimes have been tied to quarterbacks not of their choosing through Dan Snyder. You know, Ron was told make it work with Dwayne. Jay was told make it work with Robert. And that kept them from getting off the ground. Now, as we've seen, this ship was never going to take off with Ron Rivera, and it's time to move on. But I believe Josh Harris, new owner, new lessons. I think it's a new era, and I think the new group will be allowed to do whatever they want to do, including a big move at quarterback. And Trevor writes in, 20-28 is not bad, and our draft position was not hurt. Well, that's the biggest thing for sure here as we welcome in our friend Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio. What is up?
We'll now begin the push-up section. Ready? Begin.
You want to go? Is that it? You want me to go? Hell, I'd love to go. You want to go?
Everything is about winning.
3, 2, and showtime.
All right, it's my show. It's my program. This is supposed to, you know, be a good time for me, hanging out with you guys. Adam, we're 2 weeks into a 5-week bet, so mathematically I'm not eliminated yet. But I practiced my push-ups during the break.
I'm glad you did. You know, I've been thinking about this bet the last few days here, and you know, I don't want to do push-ups. I'm sure you don't want to do push-ups, so I've decided, you know, we should discuss on air here a new wrinkle. What if we just have JC on the mic go one-on-one with Christopher? You know, producers have been behind the scenes trying to wreck our holidays here, you know, just jabbing us left and right. Oh, go to break. No, you go to break, JC. Why don't we let those two guys go one-on-one in a push-up contest?
I can't believe this.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I can't believe this.
All right. I just need everybody to know I am going to take my L. I bet Adam 50 push-ups that, you know, Washington's defense would improve under Ron Rivera. Not only have they not, they've regressed, which is kind of hard to say when you're watching Cooper Kupp just run completely uncontested down the sideline catching touchdowns. I will do my 50 push-ups, but I love an MP on the mic versus AWOD Radio producer push-up challenge. This could be like Iowa football, Adam, 1-3 wins.
I love that. And I love the energy you're bringing today, because I was kind of worried that you were going to say, oh, the Commanders caused 2 turnovers. The defense is back. They're jumping on loose balls. They're picking up fumbles. Let's be real here. The defense does not look like they know how to play football. Cooper Kupp could not have been more wide open. And to me, the biggest issue is the third downs, right? The Rams were 9 of 16 for the game. I mean, it was felt like they started 9 of 10, right? We weren't even close to getting the ball back.
7 for 8 out of the gate on third downs, including those first two drives. At one point, it was 3-0, and it felt like the Rams had just been shoving it down their throat for 30 minutes. That's not bend but don't break. That's broken. That's a broken defense that got lucky with a couple very timely takeaways and ended up paying for it in the end. What's discouraging to me, Adam, is this is the time of year. And look, we've been here before. Redskins, football team, Commanders, you name the name. We've been here late in the season. Hey, let's see these young guys. Let's see what they've got. Nothing. Zippo. There's nothing here. Burn it to the ground and start over.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just so frustrating. And the Junkies had a good topic about this morning. And, you know, for once in my life, I'm on the same page with JP Flame here. I don't understand holding on to head coaches, right? You saw the Chargers fire their head coach. Now they have a step ahead of Washington, right? And Washington's going to hell right now because of Ron Rivera. Nobody wants to play for him. No one wants to show up. And because of that, the fan base is losing their mind here. I don't know if we have our quarterback of the future anymore with Sam Howell if he keeps having these bad performances. He only threw for 100 yards, 102 yards against the Rams. And so that's why I have been advocating for weeks to fire Ron Rivera. Please turn in your key card because it's turned into a circus.
But that is the most disappointing thing to me, and we'll discuss this more as the week goes on. You can't say definitively Sam Howell's the guy, and by the way, he's about to play the Jets defense this weekend. Pretty good defense, Niners the next week. This could get worse before it gets better. Now, I'll get your thought on this because I very much want to record. I think you have to keep playing Sam Howell. I think you have to see what he's got. I don't want to go to Jacoby Brissett, but I'm discouraged for sure.
Absolutely. Michael, I mean, this is how I want to open the show, is you have to play Sam Howell. There's no question about that. Sam Howell plays the next 3 weeks here. But I truly believe now whether Sam Howell's the starting quarterback or not depends on how he plays over these next 3 weeks. If he keeps stinking it up here, all right, and we keep losing, the new GM, the new coaching staff are going to have no choice but to drafting a top 2 or 3 quarterback. if Sam Howell proves something here and maybe leads us for a game-winning drive, even if it, you know, he's playing for his career, I really feel like, here over these next 3 weeks.
No question about it. We'll be excited to hear you on AWOD Radio. Let you save your big take there. People can stay tuned in here as the top of the hour approaches. Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio. I will do my 50 push-ups, but I love Adam's idea. It's a JC against Stubb push-up throwdown. We'll get Don King involved. We'll get Dana White involved. We'll get all the promoters here. We'll build a ring in the middle of the Odyssey Studios. I really see a lot of potential for this. All right, I got to leave California. There you go. I love it. I got to leave California. I've been here for too long. If I stay any longer, I might become a resident, and then I think I have to pay the taxes. So I'm going to go fill up my car with $7 gas. I'll bring back some stories. I'll be in studio tomorrow. Looking forward to a great week of talk. Ryan Odom press conference tomorrow, so we'll bring that to you, and hopefully some really good news about Sean Bairstow headed into the week. Great Monday show. We're off and running. This has been MP on the mic. AWOD Radio up next. You are listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.